sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, June 16th, and we're your humble servants.
We're back for a new week.
We're here and we're here to entertain.
It's a nice new week.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to think how it is that we're serving our listeners. And the good thing is that it's free, so you guys can listen at any time. And if you don't like it, just switch off.
Right.
Yeah.
Or fast forward. Or
exactly. Perfect. Exactly. Or look for other things. I just read that there's a new radio that has 16,000 stations on it. So,
wow.
Yeah. So how is anybody going to compete on that radio? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot to choose from, huh?
Yeah.
I think if you had 16, it's a lot to choose from. 16,000, my God, you know.
That's almost too much choice.
It is.
Because I'm one of those people that just tell me, don't give me like 10 options for dinner.
Yeah.
Just tell me where we're going.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I really, whatever.
You don't want to make the decision.
No.
Huh?
Anywhere I go, I'll find something I like. I hate... Even on vacation, it's like, just tell me where we're going.
You don't
like,
want to decide.
No. 16,000, okay. It's like too much choice.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm easygoing. I'm just so...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Okay, but I mean, don't you have preferences sometimes? I mean, don't
sometimes.
You feel like sometimes like going to a place that you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But 16,000 is just so many... I just...
Yeah, I'm not talking about the songs anymore. Now I'm talking about the restaurants.
Yeah, but I guess if it was 10, I could probably narrow it down to 4.
Yeah.
But then I would just be like, I don't know.
No, that's too
I
much
like
choice.
All.
It's known that it stresses people out when we have so many choices.
Too
you
much
know?
Choice, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what to decide anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know, sometimes my choice is to buy both things and, and solve the problem.
Yep.
You know, then there's no debate anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm really bad at choosing.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to clothes.
Really?
Because I debate in my head how much I'm going to wear this each item and then how well it fits and the color and if it suits me. And then it's just like too much. It's like I'm supposed to be enjoying shopping.
Right.
And then it just gets way too stressful if I can't pick which one I want.
I know. So
yeah.
Then you say, you know what? I won't pick any. Let me just leave. I'll come back later when I'm more focused, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling about a new TV show. And
ABC.
Yeah, and they offered us to give away some tickets. I don't know if I want to, but we'll just we'll give you the opportunity if you guys want. Just write me. Yeah. And my email address is sam@latalkradio.com if you need to contact me and if you want tickets for this thing. So, but first they'll probably want to know what it's about before they ask
for
tickets.
So you'll have to stay listening for another 25 minutes. There we go.
There you go. So this was Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend. And Saturday we went to a party, a soccer party, to see England and Italy.
Yeah.
And this
England
was
suck.
Did they really? Did they lose?
Yeah,
because
I
didn't even watch the game. I was just there, you know.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah. That's pretty unusual because, both teams are pretty strong.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, England, I mean, this is what England is supposed to be good at.
Right.
We're known for soccer or what we say, football.
Right.
We're known for that and we can't even win a game. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Did you watch it? Did you get frustrated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they lose? 2-3-1 or what was
two
it?
2-1.
2-1,
And
right?
They really, I mean, they didn't look bad.
Yeah.
They played pretty well. Like, Italy scored first, then England fought right back with a goal. Right. So I was like, okay, the first half was pretty good, and then it just got boring. Good.
Yeah, I know. That's how soccer can be, you know. Sometimes there's no scoring for a long time.
And, it's just terrible. England. It's so every year, every World Cup, it was supposed to be good. Yeah. Supposed to be ready, and never are. They always suck.
Well, it's not too late yet, right? I mean, they still have more games and stuff. It just started.
Just haven't started off on the right foot.
I know. It doesn't help that they lost.
Yeah.
And but, you know, the party was held in at a, well, I don't know if it was Chinese. They call it Asian restaurant in Burbank. And have you been to Burbank lately?
They've really
developed it nicely.
Really?
Yeah, the downtown there is just amazing. There's so many restaurants and bars and cafes.
They have my favorite Mexican restaurant is by the IKEA in Burbank.
What's
my
it called?
Favorite. I have no idea.
Really?
I just know where it is and I know that
and
I love
you go
it.
There.
It's right by IKEA, like right opposite. I love it. So good.
Oh, I'm wondering what kind of food is that? Isn't that like a 50s kind of place, a hamburger place?
No, it's Mexican. No. Mexican. There's a few around. There's a few by
Sharky's,
IKEA.
Is it?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
But the food that you posted on Facebook looked so good.
Didn't it from the party?
So good.
I know. They had like some Chinese food there. And the funny thing is I arrived a little late. So Ethan, the guy, you know, the host that we have here, you've met him, he was on the show.
Yeah.
He likes to throw things like this all the time for charity and things like this. And thank goodness for people like him because not everybody thinks about these things. So he threw a party and I arrived there and he goes, here, grab some food before we tell everybody else there's food here. So I went and grabbed the food and egg rolls and noodles and beef and broccoli. So all the things that you usually like at Chinese. And I enjoyed it a great deal, you know. I don't know what's happened to me. I started taking Facebook pictures of food, you know. But it seems like people like them. So I do, you know. Get a lot of likes with people.
People love seeing food.
Yeah.
Same on Instagram. Anything with food, people love seeing.
Right.
And dogs.
And dogs.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
When you post family stuff, people love that.
Uh-huh.
I posted a lot of Father's Day pictures of my dad and me when I was really young. And I got so many likes and comments on them, you know. It's just amazing. And my dad is still alive, thank goodness. He's ailing, but, you know, he's still going strong.
Yeah.
And, and I just love him. And it's unfortunate that we have to live so far, you know, there in Israel. And I felt sort of sentimental on Father's Day. And then, of course, with my kids, my daughter's out of town. So at the end of the day, I got a happy Father's Day text.
That's good. At least you got one.
Yeah. Well, we had a little falling out before she left. So, so I guess she wasn't that happy or that excited to wish me a happy Father's Day. But whatever works, you know.
Yeah.
And then with my son, it was planned, but it didn't work out. He fell asleep.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm driving over to where he lives, and I'm hanging out because we didn't decide where yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a general idea, and he hadn't responded to my text. So I just went there. And so I went shopping. I'm doing this. I'm calling him. I'm texting him. No answer. I'm going, well, maybe his phone is dead. But if it is, he would use somebody else's. So I started getting really worried.
Yeah.
And I texted his mom. She's not texting back. Finally, he calls me from his mom's phone to tell me that his phone died and he fell asleep.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Great, you know. So I was starving by then and I'd eaten already. And so that was my... my Father's Day, you know. I mean, your kids grow older, you know. They're at an age where they don't really care. You know, people were asking me, you know, did you really care about your parents at 21, 23, 24?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't want to be with them. You wanted to be with your friends. So perhaps it's true. I don't know. For me, it was a different situation because I moved away very early in my life, you know, when they sent me to this country. And... So, yeah, you know, so I matured a little faster.
Right.
And I know I was thinking of my parents, but at the same time, their opinions didn't matter that much, I remember, you know.
Yeah.
I was dating someone, I was 21, I was dating someone who was 5 or 6 years older than I, And that was like, you know, a big deal.
Big thing.
My mom didn't like it and stuff, but, you know, I didn't listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody does that, you know. So I just have to go along and hope that they'll find their way back, you know.
They will, definitely.
He did post a nice picture of us together, and that was sentimental, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you do anything for Father's Day with your boyfriend's parents or anything like that?
No, they're up in the Bay Area, so.
Oh, okay.
But I bought rollerblades yesterday, and I had the best time last night rollerblading on the beach.
Good for you.
I've never been so excited in so long.
I know. And I'm not into those, but I like biking on the beach, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just as enjoyable.
It was so much fun, and it was at sunset, and really? I was just so happy.
Wow.
So happy. I went on a morning walk, and we saw this beautiful view. I put that photo on Facebook.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
you posed it as a free person. Hugging the air, whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I
you
was
spread
just,
your
yeah,
hands. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good. It like, was, let me fly type of a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Yeah, it was great, and it was just a nice walk, and it was so rejuvenating just walking. And I love anything when there's just a pretty view. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like nature to make you feel good. You know,
no.
we don't come close to nature here.
No,
living in the big city.
And it was just a beautiful day. And then I went to the beach. Then went rollerblading. It was great. it was such a great day.
So you know how to rollerblade, right? You've done it before?
Yeah. I always say when I was 10 and I was in America, but when I was younger, me and my mom rollerbladed through Central Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
So I've known how to rollerblade, and I rollerbladed, I think, in England, but I think me and my mom would rollerblade.
Mm.
And I guess you just pick it right back up.
Right.
I was a little bit... not sure
right.
When I would go a little faster and mm-hmm. unstable, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm excited I think we did it for like 30 minutes.
Right.
So
and
it wasn't
great
even
exercise
that long,
for you
exactly,
too, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. Just being outside. That's, I'm so excited.
Moving a little bit. Moving your body. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like with machines, the more you use it, the more it wears out. But with the body, you got to use it or
right.
it just disintegrates.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to tell that to myself. Yeah. No, I'm going to definitely have my bike reconditioned this week and start riding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like you said, at sunset, when the sun just goes down, it's beautiful out.
It is. It's my favorite time of the day.
Yeah.
And I got the rollerblades from Sports Authority, and they have the prettiest bikes. They have
really?
This light blue one with a basket on the front. I'm like, I want that so bad.
Oh, wow. I know. We fall in love with bicycles from when we were at a young age. You
mm-hmm.
know, I remember that was my mode of transportation in Israel, and I loved it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the bike is your car when you're mm-hmm. a teenager.
Yeah, my friend lives in San Diego, and all she does is bike everywhere.
Really?
She rarely drives, and...
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a cool life.
It is, and it's cool exercise, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Great exercise.
Yeah. So how was your Father's Day weekend? Did you do anything important other than...
No.
No? Just rollerblade?
Yep, and
okay.
I worked a bit, but no, nothing important.
Nothing important. Okay.
No.
You're not really in touch with your dad, though, right?
No.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. Did it make you think about it?
No.
No,
it
huh?
doesn't. It's been so long now that it just doesn't make me, it doesn't even bother me
really?
Anymore. Yeah.
And he's not making an effort or anything?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. You see, I make an effort and I get my face slammed against the wall. That's what I get. But... Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying, though. You got to reach out to your kids, you know, mm-hmm. because you're supposed to think, okay, I'm the older one. I know better type of a thing.
Right.
But you never know, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's unfortunate, though, because I think people need fathers in their lives.
Yeah.
You know?
And I have a great, my granddad, he's like the cutest little man ever.
Really?
And they listen every single night when they go to bed.
Really?
They put this on, yeah, and
wow.
listen to it. My grandparents.
Really?
And,
then
yeah.
we better watch what we say, you know? We can't cuss too much.
But they love it. And,
really?
And being so far away, I think they just love being able to, like, hear what we talk about. But, yeah, every night when they go to bed, they
wow, how cool.
They listen. Yeah, they download and listen.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hi, Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay, they're the best.
Our guest is calling in, so let's go ahead and take this. Good morning. You're on the air. How are you? Is this Vanessa?
This is.
Vanessa Bond, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Of course. Good. Are you calling us from L.A. today?
I am. I sure am.
Sounds good. Well, we're in L.A. too, in case you didn't know. Vanessa, you're calling us about a new TV show, right?
It's actually in the third season. It's called The Case. It's on ABC. And, yeah, it's with Anthony Bourdain, Angela Lawson, Luda Lefebvre, excuse me, and Marcus Samuelson. So we're really excited. We're holding our open casting call in Los Angeles this weekend, this Saturday. So we're very excited to get to our locals first.
Sounds good. Yeah. Now, you know, I don't watch TV, so I don't know who these people are. I mean, I know Anthony Bourdain from CNN. But so what is this? So these are all people that deal with food?
Yes, they're all okay. Professional chefs, and they kind of act as mentors and judges for the show. So it's a really fun show. And basically, we look for everyone from home cooks to executive chefs and kind of everywhere in between. So it's nice because it opens up the door for really everyone to be considered. So whether you spend your days in a kitchen working as a chef every day, or maybe you're a nurse but you've always loved to cook and so you are self-taught and never went to culinary school, so everyone can be considered. So it's a lot of fun, and
I can imagine.
I mean, to kick off the casting.
Yeah, I mean, a cooking competition sounds amazing. I'm sure most people I know love to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be interesting. So you're in your third season already.
Yes, we're on the third season.
Wow.
So it's a great show, and the winner goes home with $100,000. So it's not a bad a bad grand prize either.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you start off in LA with the casting, and then you travel around the country.
We do. We're going to be having casting calls in Austin and Seattle, and then Boston and Chicago. So we're going everywhere. So it's very exciting. And the process itself, if folks are interested in coming down to the casting call, is basically they come down, they bring a dish that's already prepared, ideally a savory dish, and they will have 3 minutes to plate their dish, meaning just to kind of make it pretty and presentable and how they would make it if they were presenting it to a customer or a house guest. And then our food judges will come around and taste their food and score it on, presence and, the taste and texture and all that technical stuff. And then us casting producers go around and meet with them, get a little bit of their story, why they're passionate about food, and just to get a feel for their personality. And then they go from there. So obviously, since the dish is being prepared prior to them, prior to their arrival, they don't need to worry about the temperature of the food, because I know people always are concerned about, I'm going to be waiting in line for an hour.
That's what I was going to say. So, some people are, some food is best served really hot. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So with that knowledge, we always say don't bring something that has to be served piping hot to be, ideally, the way that you want it to taste.
Mm-hmm.
But they do take that into consideration as well. So, and then again, we always say don't experiment. Bring something that that always gets rave reviews. So,
yeah.
Fun, and it's a very positive experience. No one's spitting out food and throwing their fork at anyone or anything like that. It's definitely a positive experience, just trying to find the best of the best in Los Angeles this weekend.
Wow.
So we're very excited.
So this sounds like some of those, let's say, music competition shows where people come and audition and everything, and there's judges. It seems like there's a reality show about everything today.
It's almost like The Voice meets food, we kind of joke about, because, the judges pick their teams and kind of go from there. So it's a really cool show, though, because, ideally they want to make these chefs or home cooks better. They do act as judges, but it's also a mentoring process. So we really, we want to bring people up. We want to make them better than they already are. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Now, so what time, what day and time is this show on ABC?
Well, it's not airing right now, but as far as when the casting call will be, it is this Saturday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cordon Bleu Culinary School, in the address is 6370 West Sunset Boulevard, and that's in Hollywood. And if for anyone that needs more information, our website is thetastecasting.com.
Sounds good.
Great.
And you guys did send me some front row passes, so if anybody if anybody wants those, email me, Sam at latalkradio.com, and we'll send them to you. So you say this is June 21st, right?
This Saturday. You got it.
This Saturday. Now, how many... so you've done this, you know, obviously two seasons prior. How many people do you usually get for the audition?
You know, it really depends. It's not going to be like American Idol where there's going to be thousands and thousands of people, so people don't need to be, you know, kind of intimidated by that. But we do expect to see everyone who arrives between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so probably, you know, in the hundreds, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, but that's enough to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when it sounds like an intense casting process where you have to taste all the food, and it sounds fun. How many are there stages to the casting?
I would say there's probably like roughly 3 to 4, you know, the casting call being the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
sounds good.
It's a process, but it's very fun. So
sounds good. And Vanessa, how are you involved with this? What do you do with the show?
I'm one of the casting producers, so I will actually be at the LA Open call. I'll be one of the a handful of casting producers that come around and get to meet all the chefs and all the home cooks, and I get a fun part of chatting with everyone and finding those fantastic chefs that have yet to be discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, were you part of the people that created the show, or did you join later?
Oh, no. I can't take credit for that.
Okay. Well, you can try. You know, what the hell? We don't know any better, right?
I wish I could. No, I just... I get to be part of the early stages, so it's a lot of fun, and we always find fantastic people in LA. It's definitely a foodie city, so
definitely
we're looking forward to it.
It is, and I think there's a lot of cooking styles here and stuff. You know, it's a melting pot.
Yeah,
people bring
absolutely.
In stuff from all over, so it really sounds good. Vanessa, what did you do before you got involved in this?
Well, we're all freelancers, so we kind of jump around from different shows to different shows. So so I've done a lot of other food shows and, you know, just different kinds of shows, but you know, we definitely get to kind of hop around to different projects, so it's a lot of fun.
I see, but you do casting, right? That's what you do.
All casting.
I see.
All casting.
Very interesting. Yeah. Now, is there a website for the show, or people just go to ABC?
Yes, it's www.thetastecasting.com, and that'll have all the information about open calls, what to expect, frequently asked questions. There's also an application that you can download on there that you need to bring with you to the casting call. And it also lists off the other cities and dates that we'll be going to around the country.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I definitely encourage people to go ahead and do this, especially if you love food and you're proud of your food. Go ahead and do this, I'm sure. And the chefs are going to have a ball, I mean, eating all this great food, you know. But I'm sure they're used to that. their lives is all about food. So this is cool. Cool.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So I just want to remind people they can win $100,000 for the grand prize. Definitely worth it. If I was into cooking, I would definitely join. I've never cooked. I wouldn't even know how to start. And thus, I'm not entering the competition.
Well, but you can always, if you have anyone that you know is a good cook, you can... You can be their cheerleader and come down and support them.
You can bet I will. You can bet. Vanessa Bond, thank you so much for calling in. Everybody go out and watch The Taste on ABC. It probably starts again when the season starts, right? In September or something, October?
Probably the end of this year, I believe.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're probably like between seasons or something, right?
Yep, we are.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds good. All right, thank you so much. And again, if anybody wants tickets for front row seats, you'll probably get called first. I don't know if you will, but at least you'll see what's going on. Sam at latalkradio.com. Vanessa, thank you so much again. All the best to you with the show.
Have a great week.
Sure. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That sounds like a fun show.
It does, huh?
Getting to try all the foods.
I know. But watching it, I don't know, how much fun is it to watch it when you don't get to eat any of the food?
Well, I feel like it's kind of It's just another reality show.
That's true.
And people probably get ideas for cooking their own recipes, too.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Plus the celebrity chefs and stuff like
yeah.
that. Judges.
Like Anthony Bourdain. And
right. So, yeah, have you heard of the other ones that I mentioned?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't remember who they were.
I already closed the page, so I don't know the name. But I'm sure in the food world, they're pretty known.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah. I was watching one of the food, it might even have been Anthony Bourdain the other day that I was watching. Mm. And he was in, I think it was Thailand, and the food was just incredible. Mm, absolutely
I think
incredible.
I saw parts of it. Yeah.
And I love those food shows, and especially traveling.
Really? Yeah. When they travel to places
yeah.
and find new food
yeah.
and stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing
what people eat, like local people eat.
Yeah.
Because when you go on vacation, you just go to the tourist spots.
But right.
When I travel, I want to experience the true local food that they're eating too.
Yeah, because it's amazing how many different kinds of food there are, you know?
Yeah, completely.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. You know, some places are, I don't know about the food. I'm not so, like, you know, China. I mean, we like Chinese food here, but they tell me the food there
totally
is.
Totally different.
It's totally different.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And you have to really be open-minded to eat that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not. I'm not open-minded about that stuff. I'm very picky about what I eat. And they tell me that China also, it's like constantly, like in Beijing and stuff, Shanghai, the air is so polluted that you seldom see the sun come out.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
It's just a pollution cover that makes everything gray all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought I couldn't stand this. And they also say there's a lot of like strong odors in the air and smells and things like that. Yeah, I would die from that.
Yeah, no? Wow.
I mean, smells can really make me nauseous. You
I
know,
really do
want
to go
smell.
To Asia, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I do too. But I'm thinking Japan is a little more modern. I could probably relate to that more.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I mean, I totally get it when people go to places like India and China and stuff. They want to see mm-hmm. something totally different.
Right.
But I'm not willing to backpack and go to these places, you know. It's not for me, you know. So I need 5-star hotels, and if I do, then I don't really get to experience the place the way you're supposed to. You know?
Totally.
So I'm not going to India.
Or Africa.
Well, I have been to Africa, but
ooh,
then again,
really?
You go to Africa, you go to South Africa, which is more modern and
yeah.
stuff, you know. So then you get Africa and the United States at the same time, you know. But God knows, I'm not going to Zimbabwe or one of these places, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria. I mean, it's dangerous there. It's so dangerous of all these
yeah.
gangs they have. And
right.
Like the 200 girls they kidnapped. I don't know. Whatever happened with them. I haven't
that's
heard of them
I,
being
that's
rescued.
That's the one thing I don't
anything.
Like about the news. We have these big stories and then they just go
yeah. they
so
disappear,
quiet.
Right?
Yeah, they go so quiet.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so annoying. Like, I want to hear the rest of the story.
Right.
Like, I want to know what happened.
Like with the missing plane, you know, but I can
yeah.
see. But, you know, I mean, we're all tired of hearing about this every day. Oh, we found a new search site. We found this. We found that.
Yeah.
And nothing's happening, you know. But, yeah, you can't keep, you know, stretching it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to be in Iraq right now. Have you been following the news a little bit?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you have like Al-Qaeda and new militant groups that are starting to take over cities in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad because we spent 10 years there
right.
trying to liberate these people, trying to give them some kind of democracy. And we left a vacuum there when we left. So think about it. You know, if you leave a place where the people can't take care of themselves, somebody else is going to move in
yeah.
to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Iraq had no exit strategy at all. And so I'm not only blaming Obama. I mean, you know, with Bush, it was similar as well, where there's no exit strategy. You know, you go in, you kill Saddam, blah, 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 great. And then what?
Right.
You know, so you figure all these, and you know what? I remember reading about these scenarios where, you know, where columnists and stuff would tell you, you watch, as soon as we leave there, somebody else is going to move
mm-hmm.
in. You know, it creates a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a situation, like in Lebanon, for example, that's, you know, Lebanon is still war-torn. Because of all these things, you know, there's no strong government, there's no strong military, so everybody just takes a chunk of it.
Yeah.
So that's a situation there, and I'm, you know, I'm just concerned, and but my biggest concern is just the pain over all the soldiers. The ones that came out alive, not only the dead ones, but, you know, the ones that came out alive, but gave from their lives to it.
Mm-hmm. And now they have to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, the ones that got injured and came home maimed and things like that, you know.
Completely.
You look back and you go, so we've done this for what? You know, we've accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
Now it's going to be a worse place than it was with Saddam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's always repercussions of everything. And with the military, there's in England, it's in Belfast, there's a new 48 million missile system that's being developed that will help Royal Navy win battles.
Really? 48 million?
48 million.
Missiles?
No, $48 million missile system.
Oh, I see. Missile system. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But actually, $48 million is not that much for a missile system when you think about it.
Really?
So that's not that much, yeah. But I don't know what...
It'll protect ships and sailors, and in doing so, it'll save lives.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, you know, it's probably $48 million for each ship or something. Maybe that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for not each what system. It costs to, so yeah. It'll be, and then they have, then they'll need one
yeah, like
on
for
each ship. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That
I'm
makes
sure,
sense.
But,
yeah. Wow.
But wow, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you have to develop all these things to keep up, you know. And, you know, we have the Patriot missiles that shoot down other missiles. And during the Gulf War, the U.S. gave Israel some of these missiles to fight the Scud missiles that Saddam was shooting. And it helped quite a bit. Now, and then consequently, Israel developed a lot more sophisticated missile systems to shoot down other missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like amazing what they can come up with.
It really is.
You know, all these technologies and stuff. And but I like it. You know, I mean, I've always been into stuff like that. Like when I was really young, I was into Air Force journals and things like that. I would read about it.
Oh, cool.
I was fascinated with it.
It scares me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, there's a lot of stuff in the news. Casey Kasem, do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
No, because you're young for that, because he was big in the 70s and also in the United States. So there's no chance you would have heard of him. Casey Kasem did the Top 40, which was a countdown show in the 70s. In fact, he started it in 1970.
Wow.
And I remember, you know, this started the whole like hit parade type of a thing, the countdown, you know. The charts, whatever you want to call them. They call them something different in every country. But
call it the charts.
Yeah, the charts. And I remember that he had a very pleasant voice. He would do dedications to people. It was such a wholesome show.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to listen to that to see what songs are popular. And it was nice because, you know, countdowns are nice. He would explain the background to the songs to you and things like
that's
that,
cool.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's grown part of our radio history here in this country. And so he died at the age of 82. And, he may as well have, because I guess he was like in life support and things like that in the hospital. And I guess his family were fighting over whether he should die or not. You know, his daughter wanted to pull out the, or was she the one that wanted, I don't remember. The daughter wanted.
One did, one didn't.
Yeah, one wanted to keep him, one didn't. And there was the wife there and everything.
Oh, that's
so odd. Yeah, I know. To start fighting over that stuff, you know. So.
The Hall of Famer and San Diego Padres legend Tony Gwynn died also. He died at 54. He was the greatest hitter of all time.
Really?
Wow.
And
he died.
Wow.
It's pretty
young. I never
young,
heard
54.
Of him for being the greatest hitter, but then again, I don't really watch
of
baseball.
This
but
in
right, this okay. Okay. So, wow, at 54,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, after battling cancer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that cancer, man.
Right.
Yeah. It's deadly.
Did you watch, you probably didn't, the Kings game at all?
I did not watch, but I know they won.
Yeah, they won.
I turned on the TV right as they were carrying around the trophy and stuff. I'm like, okay, I guess they won.
Yeah. I think it went
did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the time, I think it was second overtime. By the time it got into second overtime,
yeah.
It was just on the TV.
Yeah.
Wasn't really the
you
focus
weren't watching
of,
it
yeah.
Anymore.
But there's a rally. Yeah,
for them today.
For them today downtown,
right.
Yeah, by the Staples Center. But I guess well, it's through downtown, but then they end at the Staples Center.
Right.
Yeah, then,
they've done this before to LA teams
yeah.
and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Except we haven't had any big teams in a while. Oh, they do it for the Lakers and stuff.
Yeah, but they haven't won in a while.
Right.
Yeah, and then I guess the MVP and the guy who hit the final goal.
Right.
I don't remember who he was. Is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, so I'm sure that'll be funny.
Yeah. Oh wow.
But yeah, they're getting some recognition, which is good. I mean, yeah. Everywhere, even Randy's Donuts in Inglewood
yeah.
that has the huge donut
uh-huh.
outside of the shop. It's covered in LA Kings.
Really?
I feel like the Kings are the most loyal team.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, probably because they're
like the most loyal fans.
Right.
Not the most loyal fans.
Yeah. Because maybe they're pretty consistent. I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, do they win quite a bit, the Kings?
They won 3 years ago, I think, was the last time they won.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. But they're Stanley Cup material.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, but they weren't predicted to get into the final at all. But neither were the Rangers, so.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow, so those were like upsets or something, right?
Yeah.
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 Wow,
but
pretty cool.
It was, yeah. Good game.
Very
good game.
Cool. Who's a famous player in the LA Kings? Like, who's the star? Is there one?
The guard's really good. I don't even remember his name. I'm not as good with the players on the
yeah.
Kings.
That's okay.
But I do.
I would put you on the spot.
Yeah, I. Yeah, I don't even know. Which I know other teams. And then when the San Antonio Spurs won NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
They won that. A lot of big games happened this weekend, but
yeah.
you don't really watch sports that much.
No, I
so.
Don't. I really don't. You know? I mean, I went especially to a soccer party and I didn't even watch the game. I was too busy talking and eating
yeah.
and drinking, you know. Yeah, that's fun. But did you know that downtown Burbank, it's totally unlawful to smoke cigarettes now?
Oh, really?
Everywhere downtown there.
Wow.
You can't, yeah. So that's pretty, I mean, that's kind of drastic, you know, but what can you do? You know, I mean,
yeah.
smokers have absolutely no voice at all. So
how do they regulate that though?
I don't know. I don't know how they enforce that.
I mean,
yeah, the thing is that, you know, maybe if a cop sees you, he gives you a ticket or something, but
mm-hmm.
maybe they just put the fear of God in you or something. I
maybe.
Don't know.
Maybe. But, and hope that you abide.
Yeah, but it didn't stop me. Well, I wasn't around people, so that's fine. You know? Usually, I feel very uncomfortable smoking around people, so I always have to like move away from them, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to quit, man. Nobody smokes anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you tried to quit before?
Yeah, I have, and I actually have quit before, and I... joined the gym and everything, and I became really healthy and all that. But I don't know. I guess you're always it's like alcoholism. It's like once it's in you, it's always there.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to control it.
Mm-hmm.
But the desire is always there.
Right.
So I just decided not to put too much stress on myself to quit.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to cause you more stress to quit than it is.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is some people that I know who have quit smoking. Health problems started happening to them.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like the body gets used to it, you know, and when
yeah.
it's not there, you start being
mm-hmm.
sick and
it's
stuff.
It's like when you are working constantly for like a month and then you take 2 days off and
right.
you get sick.
Right.
It's like you haven't, or even a couple months, you haven't got sick this whole time. And then
right.
you, as soon as you stop, that's when you get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, well. Are there any good movies out that you would recommend?
I heard that the movie with Angelina Jolie,
Maleficent.
Yes,
that we didn't
I heard
know how
that
to
was
pronounce.
All right.
Yeah.
And then there's another movie. Let me quickly find it.
Yeah, I forgot what movie was new this weekend.
The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars.
It looks sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably like a drama.
It looks really sad. Okay. I think that the girl's dying in the movie.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like a romance movie. I'm not certain, but this is what I've gathered from things I've heard and seen. But I heard it's good.
Yeah?
I heard that's good. Have you seen the trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2?
No. Wait, there was Dumb and Dumber 2, wasn't there?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the trailer's just... And it's Dumb and... Oh, maybe that was, but now it's Dumb and Dumber T.O.
Oh, okay. I think
maybe
the second,
that was a Dumb and Dumber
I 2. Think there was number 2, but I don't think it was the same actors or something like that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, now it's Dumb and Dumber T.O. And the trailer looks really funny.
Yeah.
There's some great parts in it, so I'm guessing that's going to be a really good movie. 22 Jump Street, which is the sequel to 21 Jump Street.
Right.
I heard that was funny.
Yeah. Actually, you're absolutely right. It's Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber T-O.
Oh, okay. Well, they're just writing the number 2 on here, but maybe...
Oh, really?
Are, yeah,
no,
but
it's Dumb and Dumber...
Yeah, you're right. Here it is on IMDb. It's, yeah. Wow, why did I think there was another one? I have no idea. But, yeah, great. I'm looking forward to seeing that. When is that coming out soon?
The trailer's out, so I'm guessing it'll be in a couple months, maybe.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
But it looks really funny.
It does, huh?
But Jim Carrey doesn't look like he's aged that much in it. They did a really good job with...
Yeah.
Who's the other actor?
With the hair and stuff. Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. They did a really good job with him, aging him, but... Jim Carrey hasn't aged that much.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Think. It doesn't look like he has.
Yeah. They give him that same funny haircut. And
yeah. He had, which I guess is probably part of the character.
Right.
But
He's supposed to look like a dork.
Yeah. But it looks funny. I'm guessing it's going to be another great movie.
It will. It will. It's about time we had a funny movie, you know, a really funny movie.
I agree.
I mean, comedy, it's not funny anymore. Even when you put the big stars in them.
But
and
I get nervous
funny.
When there's such a big movie. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is such a classic, funny movie.
Right.
That how are they going to make this another classic movie?
Well, I think they can. I mean, there's been some sequels that they've done very well, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see, yeah. But you know what? This is not due out till November 14th. I mean,
oh, it isn't?
Yeah, this is only June now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
But that will be funny.
Started the marketing campaign already. Jeez.
With that crazy van there.
I know.
It looks like a dog, huh?
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a couple... the parts I remember the most is the one where his tongue stuck to the ski lift, if you remember that. And he had to try and pull out his tongue.
And I remember when they were at the party and he throws... I don't even know what he throws, and it hits the bird that's in the cage, and the bird dies at the big party. It's like, and
know.
He didn't even realize. That was a great movie.
I know. Or then the part where he was like taking a crap in the bathroom and stuff. Remember that one? It was really loud.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie.
That's true. Yeah. We're going to have to go see that one.
I was talking to someone the other day about Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
Do you like Adam Sandler?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he's
funny. I was going to ask you what your favorite Adam Sandler movie was, but I guess...
Yeah. Well, which one is yours?
Probably Waterboy. I like that one.
Really?
But he's been in so many funny ones.
He has. He has been in funny
but
ones.
But Waterboy really makes me laugh.
Yeah. What about
it's
this...
But I like it. It's good and it's sad, too. That's why I liked it.
Yeah. What about this new movie, Blended?
Haven't seen that. No.
It's funny because they're the actor that was his kid. Remember, I posted it on Facebook some time ago with those two kids, those cute kids.
Yeah.
That were, I think Drew Barrymore's kids in the movie. I guess they're not like they have separate kids or something like that.
Oh, they're not brother sister.
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know about the movie. It's gotten terrible reviews, but...
Yeah. It just didn't look like an interesting plot to me.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. There's been no movies that have come out that I've been like, I have to see.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber 2, I have to see it.
Right.
But it's because of the first one. It's not because...
Right.
The story, whatever storyline it is. But there's no real movies that I see and I want to see.
Yeah.
I have to see in the movie theater.
I know.
There's just no
I know. Movies I know. Like that. There's like it seems like all the movies are the same, you know. It's either aliens or, you know, a lot of science fiction. which I don't mind. You know, some science fiction is great.
Or I feel like a lot are kind of teenage, like not teenage movies, but the last movie I saw was with Zac Efron. It's the frat house one. Mm. I spoke about it. And then there's 22 Jump Street, which is kind of like a cop movie where they pretend to be younger than they are. And there's another one. It was hashtag beat the cops or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Another like stupid cop movie they're making. It looks like they're just making fun of their job, being funny. And they're just all kind of the same.
Yeah. I know. There's nothing really innovative, you know?
And then in November, Hunger Games 3 will come out. And it's like, so, like, every year you kind of know what's going to come out.
Right.
And I wasn't the biggest fan of 21 Jump Street. So the fact that they then brought a second one out, but I guess it sells. Or it is selling. So that's probably why they did it. They're still making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if people don't like it, the thing is, they're still making money.
Yeah. I know. Imagine movies, though, where they put in a lot of money and they make none.
Yeah.
Then it's like, wow, you know, lose like $100-200 million on a film, you know. And you feel bad for them because they put so much time into it.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I like. I mean, I love horror movies. And that's kind of what I like about them because they're always low budget.
Yeah.
Like Paranormal Activity, I loved the first one.
It's so funny you brought this up.
Stupid and stupid, but I really liked the first one.
Wow. How weird is this? I met the actress that was in the movie at the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's like, cool. I was on Paranormal Activity. I said, I've never seen it, but... And then you bringing it up.
Oh, very... Yeah, I loved the first one.
Really? Was it good?
I mean, I was screaming in the movie
really?
Theater. And the people I was with were like, Charlotte, shut up. This isn't real. And then they ruined it for me. But I was screaming in the movie theater. I was so scared.
Wow.
But then I just didn't like the rest because I felt like they just got more stupid and more kind of unrealistic. The things that happened in the first, it was just scary. But they made it look real.
Wow.
But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well,
you should get her to come in.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I told her she should come in and stuff.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, this was produced and directed by a couple of Israeli guys.
Oh, really?
That did the movie, yeah, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So I remember when it came out a few years ago, they made a big deal out of it, right?
Because
it was a small indie movie.
Really,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made
it's all about
a lot
the marketing
of money.
Campaign.
It really
if you
is,
have a good marketing campaign, the movie will... all succeed. You'll get
right.
a lot of money.
Well, at least it'll open well, but then, you know, word of mouth will probably...
Yeah, but I feel like even if Dumb and Dumber 2 sucks, the word of mouth is going to be so big that people are still going to go see it.
Probably.
With Paranormal Activity, the word of mouth was so big, and even if people didn't like it, even if it wasn't that genre that they liked, people were still intrigued and wanted to see it.
Yeah. Lots of buzz around the movie, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time. I wanted to bring this up, though, because this is like a ridiculous story. And I guess KFC was accused of kicking out a girl who's 3 years old. Now, she was scarred. Obviously, she went in with her mom. She's been scarred by a pit bull when a pit bull attacked her. So she wears like an eye patch. I mean, they show this picture. Everybody posted about this on Facebook. And they show her picture, the sweetest girl you've ever seen. And the reason one employee asked her to leave is because she's upsetting the customers.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
way she looks.
Awful.
Upsets the customers. And, you know,
that's so
I mean, yeah, what do you say? What do you say to something like this?
Yeah. Wow.
You know?
It's the heartless employee that told her to leave.
Yeah.
Like that's.
I'm sure maybe somebody complained or maybe nobody complained.
Yeah.
He just said he claimed that the scar scared other customers. You know, I mean, even if someone did say something to the employees, you don't throw the girl out. What the hell are you talking about?
No, a little girl.
Yeah. Tell the person who's upset to get lost.
Right. Completely.
Wow.
That's awful.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, so now they're saying KFC is investigating and will donate $30,000 to her treatment.
Wow.
Which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
So maybe it turned out for the best. Maybe they didn't have the money for the treatment.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe just fate works that way, you know?
Definitely believe in fate. Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's not such a bad thing all in all. It ends up good. So
Definitely.
As long as it doesn't give her any trauma, but I'm sure she's not going to remember anything being 3 years
That's
old.
That's true. Very yeah. true. That's good.
But God, man, being mauled by a dog, huh?
A selfish man to, yeah. or employee to do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that to a little kid.
No, you don't. Yeah. Anyway, this is the end of the show for today. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you
tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.